CJLO 1690 AM. That was a former interview subject of the show, Frail, a track called Glass Blown Heart off of their most recent record, Heretics and Lullabies, which came out on Friday the 10th of October. So just in time for spoopy season. There's all kinds of things on there, like there's a track called Boo. And a lot of the tracks are labeled with featuring, I forget the guy's name, but formerly of Mushroom Head is how they put him on there. And like, I don't think I've ever seen someone credited as formerly of a band that they used to be in. So that's kind of interesting for sure. I don't know if it has any greater thing than just an anomaly that's going on, but you know, it's fine, it's fun, and I like Frail quite a lot. They seem to have all now gotten on the same page as far as stage outfits, because now they all have the masks and things. And it was before that, you know, the lead singer, she would come out and be draped in the various very motionless in white type of situation, right, where the guys in the band are being the band and the lead singer is being the dramatic flair of the whole thing. But now we seem to have gotten onto the onto everything, where it's the whole, everyone in the band now has masks, they're doing a whole thing. It's definitely spooky season. That's what I'm saying. That's where I'm going with that. Before that, you heard a track from Living Dead Girl, who recently apparently did an interview in Hustler magazine online, which I didn't even know Hustler still existed as an entity. I mean, it makes sense it does, but it feels weird to know that, to be confronted with it. You know what I mean? Like, okay, look. I know that I'm probably like, you know, I still remember there being Hustler magazines that you could buy in a store, right? So, and that's not that long ago, let's be real. Like, anyone listening to this probably remembers vaguely a Hustler magazine being sold in a store somewhere and their parents trying to shield them from the horrible nature of boobs. Spooky season boobs. I'm stupid. Anyway, but yeah, to be confronted with that at this point in time is very weird. It's like you don't think about things like that. I don't really even think about really Playboy either. So if like someone was like, "Oh yes, read our interview in Playboy magazine," I would equally be like, "Huh? What?" That doesn't, and then you go, oh, wait, no, people used to make, the joke for Playboy was people would read it for the articles, and that was not the joke for Hustler. So I don't know what what we have going on here, but I mean, press, all press is good press, I guess, here in 2025, where telling the truth is a lost art, and we can't even agree on what the truth is anymore, apparently. Because there's no such thing as objective facts, which, I thought that the people that were against this were against cultural relativism, but apparently they have jumped 100% on board. And that's, I gotta say, just a little distressing, if I'm being honest with you. But enough about that. That's Living Dead Girl. Anyway, they have a record called Conspiracy. It's called a track called We'll All Be Dead. And I really hope that the word after that they didn't include is soon, because I could really stand to be not doing this anymore. Like, I could just stand for it not to be happening. Apparently someone listened to my show last week and told me it was too dark because I made a similar comment. So let me brighten it up. Kidding. Ah, nailed it. I nailed that one. So good. And then before that, a band from right here in Montreal, Lynx, Lost in Between off of a record, Annihilation, which came out on Metalville. So this isn't like a self-released thing, which is unusual at this point in time in Montreal, because unless your name is Cryptopsy or Cataclysm, you're not really getting released on major labels from the city right now. It's rough out there is where I'm going with this. And let's move on to what I'm going to be playing here, because, you know, a Roll for Rust interview is coming up in hour two of the show. So I figured I would put as much CanCon as I possibly can into this hour here, barring, of course, that Frail that I wanted to play just because, you know, spoopy season, you know? And you got to gear up. You got to get ready. Even though here on the show, much like the song, every day is Halloween here. Well, not really, but it's never Christmas. You listen to me. You listen to me good, because I'm going to tell you, this year, the earliest I've ever been sent an email about Christmas music, it was in September, mid-September. Christmas is coming for us, everyone. I've been warning you. The war on Christmas is something we need, because Christmas is going to enslave us all. They all laughed at me. But you'll see. You'll see. Ho, 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 ho. It's all fun and games until a big fat man has you enslaved in a mine somewhere, which sounds remarkably like what's happening in the U.S. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. So anyway, let's get some more CanCon in here. I'm going to start with some Geniza, who have a EP, full-length record. I mean, it's long, but there's not a lot of songs. Quieting Urgency is the name. I'm going to play Resonance of Two off here. And then Family Man has a new EP that's coming out soon. They sent it over to me. Maybe I'll do an interview with them coming up here. Hopefully. Hope that's going to happen. Josh, if you're listening, let's set this thing up. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. We play Death Has a Face from them. Then some Ivy Gardens, because they were here, about a month back. And some Syrinx, which shouldn't be confused with Lynx, even though they have the same INX at the end. I'm going to play A Waking Dream off of Time Out of Place, apparently a concept rock record, like a rock opera, space opera thing. And I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that. And that'll basically be it. That'll take us into the last part of the show. Last part of this hour of the show. There we go. And then Roll for Rust in the second hour. Yeah, that sounds great. So keep it locked. CJLO 1690 AM. This is Grade A Explosives.
petrified skin, and in this moment, my only friend is the light in my hallway, the light in my hallway.
Thirsted faceless, the stairs go directly through my chest. Calcified skin, and in this moment, my only friend is the light in my hallway, the light in my hallway. Thirsted faceless, the stairs go directly through my chest. Calcified skin, and in this moment, my only friend is the light in my hallway, light in my.
God, it makes me alive, so afraid. Ever so
sweet.